This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Yeah, we've talked to quite a few already. I think, you know, people see the talent on the field. I think they're wanting to know about the guy, you know, in the meeting room. They're wanting to know about the guy in the locker room, the type of leader he is, the type of person that he is. And I think just trying to get a great feel, you know, if you're going to take somebody as, you know, as one of the first picks in the NFL draft, you know, typically your questions on the field are pretty much answered. It's they're trying to learn, like, really what makes this person tick. What can we really expect here if this guy's going to become potentially the face of our franchise? And so, yeah, that process has been cool. We're excited how it plays out. It would be awesome to see him reunite with Cliff, certainly in Washington, but we know there's a lot of things out of control and a lot of things that'll transpire between now and then.
It's Gabe Ramirez and Mark Grody on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
What's out of control is that take, sir. What's out of control is saying that out loud. Whoa, the hiring just happened. Caleb was just your boy a couple months ago. Whoa.
What happened?
He's still in school right now, bro. Oh, my God. What is going on? That was aggressive. Lincoln Riley talking to Pat McAfee about, you know, the teams that have asked to talk to him about Caleb Williams, which makes sense. Everyone's going to do their due diligence along with hiring professionals to follow him closely and see what he's doing on his daily tasks. But that's the kind of thing you need to do if you are going to invest your future into this quarterback. And to talk to us about Caleb Williams, and more importantly to me, the number 9 pick in the draft, we got CBS Sports NFL draft experts. It is Chris Trapasso. Good to talk to you again, Chris. Thanks for hanging out with us.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys.
Of course. So let's start at the number 9 pick, because it's what I mentioned. I mean, you know, you've seen the Bears play, you know, these last couple of seasons, and where their holes are at. And so, number one, you know, obviously, you know, things can change there, and, you know, that I'll let that be for a second. But number 9, I think a lot of people are, you know, if it's not a Marvin Harrison Jr. early in the top, then for them it's wide receiver at 9. It's not offensive lineman, you know. But I'm concerned, because you see a lot of these, you know, names, these high level names that are out there, and you assume they'll be taken quickly. Is there still going to be talented enough guys, blue chip players at number nine for the Chicago Bears to make their team better?
Yes. I think that's right on the fringe for this draft class early on, and I've certainly dove into this draft class, but I'm not all the way through it yet, so it's hard to make concrete opinions on the entire class as a whole. But I think this class is a little bit lacking on the blue chip prospects compared to some other classes. But what I think for the Bears, a team that played a lot better down the stretch, the defense really came into its own in the last month and a half or so of the season after the Montez Sweat trade, to be honest. If they want to go Laiatu Latu from UCLA to kind of add another big, tall bookend rusher to Montez Sweat, they could do that. I think the offensive tackle group with Olu Fashanu, Joe Alt would be, you know, would make a lot of sense, although the offensive line has got to be young pieces. Braxton Jones has played well. You've invested over the last couple of drafts early along the offensive line. And if someone like Malik Nabers from LSU was there, or even if you wanted to pick Brock Bowers to kind of pair him with Cole Kmet, I think those three or four would kind of represent the non-quarterback blue chip type players that I think kind of fit what the Bears probably need. A team that is a little bit on the rise, but certainly still has some missing pieces. Again, I think at that edge number two role, adding someone next to DJ Moore and potentially up front to protect whoever the quarterback is that they most likely will pick.
Are you at nine? I know that you said a lot right there. Is it possible to still get one of the elite wide receivers at that spot, or would they have been gobbled up? And I, you know, obviously not talking about Harrison Jr.
I think it's possible. And to me, early on, and things could change at the combine. Someone could run way slower. Someone could test through the roof to kind of elevate up the boards a little, especially at the wide receiver spot. To me, right now on film, there are two like blue chip elite wide receivers, and it's Marvin Harrison Jr. Yes. and Malik Nabers from LSU. I think Roman Dunze is close, but I'm a little worried about his separation ability at the next level, that although he was so good in those contested catch situations, in the NFL, you're not just going to come in and just dominate above the rim. You're not going to necessarily be Mike Evans right away. I mean, he's kind of a rare dude, as we've seen throughout his career, that he came in right away in 2014 and was just awesome, you know, over the top against NFL corners. So there's a chance that Malik Nabers is there. It feels like, though, Marvin Harrison Jr. will probably be gone. And if a lot of other quarterbacks go off the board, if the offensive line is attacked by some of the teams in front of the Bears, I think Malik Nabers would be a pick that you would have to run to the podium at number nine
in
Chicago.
Oh, my God.
I liken Malik Nabers to, like, Tyreek Hill. I know it sounds crazy, but when you see his games and you watch him play week in and week out, like, he has crazy separation, great route running skills,
so
super
explosive.
Fast. Just unreal. Mm-hmm. And that's why, Chris, and I don't want to go on this Rodgers yet, but that's why a lot of people that are really big on Jaden Daniels, and I do like Jaden Daniels, good guy, right? But like, there's two potential first-round wide receivers that he was throwing to. And we know what that looks like, Justin Fields, when you have three first-round picks that you're throwing the ball to, and then maybe your skill set isn't as good as maybe people think that it can be out to be. But Malik Nabers there at nine, yes, you run to the podium. No question. But we're talking to Chris Trapasso, CBS Sports, NFL Draft, and player analyst here on 670 The Score, Gabe Ramirez, Mark Grody. Chris, that number nine position, I also look at it as a potential destination for teams that are looking for a quarterback and want to move up for that second tier of guys. Who are some of those teams? And who do you think can be like that quarterback that shocks the world and moves up into that like second tier, the first guy called in that second tier of guys?
Yeah, I think Minnesota Vikings would make a lot of sense. It kind of feels like that the Kirk Cousins situation is probably played its way out. And we know that the Vikings are not afraid of trading with teams in the first round that are in the NFC North. They did it with the Detroit Lions just two drafts ago that ultimately netted the Lions, Jameson Williams. It kind of seems like the Vikings would maybe kind of go against that now because they really got beat in that trade if you wanted to see who's a winner, who's a loser. The Las Vegas Raiders would make a lot of sense. And there's usually three or four kind of surprise teams as the pre-draft process continues that don't sign a veteran. And I think in general, just my own thought, and just from talking to a few people around the league, the idea that you can just get a quality veteran that, you know, Ryan Tannehill going from the Dolphins to the Titans years ago, then there was a big influx of trying to trade for Russell Wilson and Kirk Cousins and Carson Wentz and Sam Darnold. Like, Baker Mayfield had a good season, but I think teams in general realize, all right, that ship has sailed. the chances of hitting on a 28 to 30 something year old veteran to get you to a Super Bowl is a pretty far fetched. So teams understand there's, you know, certainly cost control situation when you have a young quarterback. So yes, I do think that's in prime position where the Bears sitting at 9 for one of those teams to move up. And I think the guy, if Drake May falls, we've kind of heard about that early this week over the weekend, that he could be someone that could slip. Mm. If it's not him, Bo Nix to me, all of the experience, 50-plus games as a starter, the completion percentage was at 71% 2 years ago, almost 80%, 77.4 or 5, something like that, at Oregon. I think he's going to ace the interview process, understanding, you know, what coaches want to hear. He understands where to go with the football. He just seems like someone that a lot of head coaches and offensive minds are going to fall in love with during the pre-draft process. And if you love a guy and you're sitting there at 14 or 18 or 16, you can't just hope he falls to you. So the Bears really, certainly with the first pick, but at number 9, if it's not one of those blue chip guys that we talked about, whether it's Neighbors or Latu or Fashanu from Penn State, the offensive lineman, they are in a prime position to say, look, let's move back 5 or 6 picks and get 4 or 5 picks, yeah. You know, over the next couple of drafts to really build this team out with a lot of talented and cheap players on this roster.
I love when guests talk dirty to me. I'm so hyped up right now. I'm like, yes,
I know you are.
That's what I was thinking about.
I'm pointing to you. You talk.
And then it's funny. It's funny, Chris, because you mentioned Bo Nix and another wide receiver that I've been like just really falling in love with, Troy Franklin. I mean, I know he's a skinny guy, you know, but when you look at his ability to create separation, like he reminds me of like a DeSean Jackson type, like speedy guy, good hands. You know, Bo Nix was, you know, fortunate to have a guy like that he's throwing mm-hmm. to. Do you think he yep. can slip into like the first round too?
Oh, absolutely. I think Troy Franklin, number one, I think he's going to test very well at the combine. He, like you mentioned, he looks just effortlessly fast. I call it easy speed when I'm scouting, like guys that just easily can wake up in the morning and run in the 4.4s. I think that's where you kind of are with Troy Franklin after some training next couple of weeks before the combine. I think he could run in the 4.3s, low 4.4s. The vertical is good. I'm going to throw out something with him. I'm not going to say that he's the next Justin Jefferson, but watching his movement on film,
unreal.
I got Jefferson vibes. And he's listed yes. at 6'3", 187. So we'll see. That's like yeah. that sprint, like that's a sprinter body type.
Wow.
Very flexible, like Justin Jefferson is. Good and hands. Jefferson had kind of a unique body. He was like 6'2", right around 200 pounds, 6'3", 200, where people were like, oh, he's too spindly, he's too skinny. That allowed him to not just beat the DBs down the field, but like you mentioned, create separation and get open. And that's the name of the game in today's NFL. So, yes, I do think Troy Franklin will ultimately probably just test himself into the first round. But his film over the last 3 years at Oregon was very, very good. He was a big reason why Bo Nix really transformed his college career after transferring.
I'm glad that we've kind of gone a little deep on these wide receivers, because I've been hearing for a while, and just in the little studying that I have done, and I'll do much more, that it's a strong wide receiver crop here. And to hear some of the specifics and to get into the weeds a little bit, I think is important. Mm-hmm. And this is a conversation, Gabe, that you and I could have too, about do you go if T. Higgins becomes available? Is it better to have T. Higgins on your team or one of the guys, if available, to maybe even move up to go grab? Like, from which pool do you select those guys? So I really appreciate this conversation. One thing that I want to go back to, Chris, though, with you and what you were talking about, and you mentioned an edge rusher for the Bears at 9. This is not the year that, as opposed to last year, where it seemed like there were a ton of names that could sack the quarterback potentially in the draft. Who are some of those guys, other guys in this draft that we should be keeping our ears and eyes on?
Yeah, it's not quite as deep, or I guess I should say it's not quite as good at the top as we've seen in the past couple of drafts at the edge rusher spot. Dallas Turner from Alabama, I think he's I don't love his film, but you see springiness as an athlete. He's going to get off the ball in a hurry. I think he's going to test very well. That that 10-yard split should be very good for him, and that's really what teams like to look at the edge rusher spot. How fast can you get into the backfield? The vertical, the three-cone are certainly big for that spot. He was a big recruit, was not very good early in his career, but last season at Alabama, if you just look at his pressure numbers, they were really through the roof. They were close to where, like, Will Anderson was the season before. So not consistent production, but Dallas Turner, just being from Alabama, being the next in line, he's someone probably in the middle of the first round, and that could all, again, change based on how he tests. And then Jared Verse from Florida State. He's a little bit older, transfers over from Albany, and then hits the ground running with the Seminoles. Two back-to-back seasons where, first off, he, of course, came out of nowhere, and then this past season, when everyone was game planning to stop Jared Verse, it didn't matter. And he's someone that's not quite as athletically gifted as Dallas Turner, but in terms of pass rush moves and that speed to power conversion that we see a lot with Micah Parsons, who's a smaller guy, but just so powerful to get up and under those offensive tackles. I see some of that, not to the Micah Parsons level, but the same style of just a ferocious power rusher with Jared Verse. And then one other one, Chop Robinson from Penn State. That is a program that over the last almost decade now produces just some freaky combine workouts from Saquon Barkley, Mike Gesicki, every year Joey Porter Jr. They certainly know what to do in the weight room there to get these guys ready for the combine, for the NFL. And Chop Robinson has the best first step and the most impressive sustained speed around the corner. He's a little bit smaller. The pressure figures were very good. And some teams will kind of cross him off and say, hey, look, he's a little bit too small. But in today's NFL, it's really not necessarily about size and how much power you have at the edge rusher spot. If you can get to the quarterback and dip and bend around the corner in under two and a half seconds, you're going to make a lot of money in the NFL. So Chop Robinson is someone that I think with a big combine, we could be talking about him really early in the first round, too.
It'll be interesting to see if the Bears address the defensive end position via free agency before the draft, or they'll be looking at some of those guys as well. We're talking to Chris Chipasso from CBS Sports here on 670 The Score, Gabe Ramirez, Mark Grody. Chris, you know, we know that the wide receiver position is deep. We know that at the top of the court, QB draft, people talk highly of that. Is there another position that, you know, while grading them out, you notice that, hey, this list is getting a little longer than the others? What is that position for you?
It's probably cornerback. And it kind of feels like I say this every draft season, that it's a great wide receiver class and it's a great cornerback class, just because that's how the college game is. The teams are running out 4 and 5 wide receivers, and you got to be able to cover those guys. I think Alabama with Kool-Aid McKinstry, Terry and Arnold, probably – three total Alabama defensive guys that go in the first round. Nate Wiggins from Clemson has been on the radar for a while. He's a bigger, longer corner. It's just a really good class. Kalen King from Penn State was someone that probably, had he declared last year, would have been probably a second or a third rounder. So it kind of makes sense if you just watch college football, of course, that there's just high profile passing attacks and you need those high caliber athletes at corner. Now, it is similar to wide receiver. I like to reserve full judgment on where these guys will go and how I truly feel about them after the combine. Because if you're a corner or you're a wide receiver, you run now in today's NFL, if you run close to 4.5, you're probably not going in the first round unless you're gigantic. So you got to kind of see where the range is for those players based on how fast they run, how high they jump, the three cone, all of those things can really determine and give you a better sense to kind of crystallize where they ultimately will be picked in the draft.
That's amazing. I mean, there's a speed cutoff that
you better
exists.
Be very big if you want to get drafted in the first round. That's awesome.
Talk about like one of the ways that the league has changed. Like I'm talking about over generations. There was a time when you could be a 4.5 or 4.6 guy. You're like, okay, that's cool.
We're amazed at that.
Yeah. Now, not so much. Chris, we barely mentioned Caleb Williams in this talk, and that was partly by design. But with the Bears, I see you do have the Bears selecting Caleb Williams number one overall. Would they be crazy not to, or is there a price tag? And I know we've talked about it a little bit. Is there a price tag that the Bears should consider for Caleb Williams?
No, I don't think they would be crazy not to. Right now, I do have Caleb Williams graded slightly ahead of Drake May, and I totally get it. Like, the Bears organization wants to get this quarterback thing right. And that would be the case for any team in this situation. So they're going to probably fall in love with one or the other, or one of the three, if you want to throw in Jaden Daniels in there as well. Mm. But I do think there is wiggle room, like you're mentioning. If the Washington Commanders say, we'll give you a first-round pick in 25, a first-round pick in 26, multiple seconds, a third, a play, like, there comes a point where you say, look, we trust our evaluation process, but we also have, let's say, in this situation, they have Caleb Williams at one, and then, like, slightly behind him, they have Drake May. And maybe they're not as convinced about Drake May, but could you be swayed by that huge trade package? I think at that point you would have to say, well, maybe let's try to make it work with Drake May and a bunch of, you know, second round picks, future first, a big spending spree in free agency, DJ Moore, some pieces that you already have. I think when you're at the number one overall pick, you certainly want to do your due diligence at quarterback, but there comes a point where you have to say, maybe we shouldn't think that we 100% know that Caleb Williams is going to be a future All-Pro, and say, you know, getting these extra picks is more valuable than anything else.
Something that they're most certainly going to have to address and weigh properly, because those things are definitely going to be in front of them, Chris. This we know for sure. All right, before you get out of here, Grody, you ever did the polar plunge here in Chicago?
I have not.
You've never done the polar plunge?
No, I've never jumped into 0 degree water in the freezing cold. I've never done that.
I've done it twice.
You know?
Twice. Okay. I've done it.
God bless your soul.
They got to have heaters nearby. Chris, you're a cold plunge enthusiast?
Oh.
Yes. So this is crazy. Like, I mentioned this on some radio spot, and now it gets brought up all the time, and I think because I added it to my Twitter bio, like you're seeing, I get asked about it a lot. I absolutely love it. I live in Western New York, so Buffalo gets cold and snowy, and it's kind of a way to, like, lean into the coldness. Like, I started it doing it almost religiously every day, like at the start of football season when it wasn't that cold. And now I can just jump in my friend's pond, get right out. Don't even need the sauna to warm up. Don't have seasonal depression. I don't feel bad when it's cold out. I would highly, highly recommend it.
You're way too excited. You're way too excited about this. And just telling Grody to lean into it. Watch this. Grody, lean into it.
There's a whole community out there, isn't there?
There is. Hey, Chris, I appreciate it. Anybody that polar plunge was just the other, like, last week or 2 weeks ago.
No, I mean, I respect
it. Next year. Next year, you're in with me.
Okay.
I'm going to try to convince you.
All right,
Chris, great stuff as always, man. Look forward to talking to you again, though, before the draft.
Sure. Sounds good, guys. Thanks.
Chris Trapasso, CBS Sports. Make sure you follow him on Twitter. So you can get all the latest updates on his thoughts following the
day. I got two questions for you.
I'm ready.
Here, really quickly. There's two things. There's something that, oh, my God. I was like, during that interview, it was revealed to me. Like, talk about, you connected the dots to me and Caleb Williams. I'm connecting the dots to you and Drake May. I didn't know.
You didn't know that?
You had a love affair with Drake. Is Drake May your guy? Am I missing the Gabe Ramirez headline here? How long have I been off the microphone?
Tyler Farengal, who has been producing my show since he got here, please tell him how long I've been on Drake May.
We did half the Bears season with the overnight shows, and I can go back to middle of the year. Gabe has been so high on Drake May.
I didn't know that.
So high on Drake May.
Before that, because remember I told you I did this college show with Pete Futek.
I understand your college knowledge. You don't have to tell me.
But I'm saying that's when I started liking Drake May over a Caleb Williams during that Heisman.
I didn't know it was over. I mean, I knew you liked Drake May.
Even the Heisman year, I was like, man, I thought Drake May had a better year than him. And then when their junior year started and everybody was like, Caleb Williams, I was like, what is everybody talking about? Did anybody watch last year? Like, and then you started to realize, like, what's going on? And I was like, yeah, I think Drake May's, like, he's been my guy since before the drama, anything with Caleb. I was like, I like Drake May. I think he's good. And then the fact that I can get a bunch of draft picks and Drake May, I don't hate that.
Wow. I want to hear more about this.
Right, we'll talk more about that. Unfortunately for you, our next segment, you can ask me specific questions.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So Grody and I, when we're together, we do this thing called That's a Good Question.
Yeah.
Because usually that's our goal. When having guests, Chris didn't do it at one point. Chris Trapasso, he didn't say it once.
No, he didn't. He did not like our questions.
He was hyped up, though, when we started talking about the receivers and stuff.
No, he was. No, that was very good.
But we try to get people to say, that's a good question, because that's when we know it really is. So I have some questions for Mark Grody. Mark Grody has some questions for myself. You get to be the beneficiaries and hear the answers on the other side. All right, it's Gabe Ramirez. It's Mark Grody. It's Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's Gabe Ramirez and Mark Grody on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
Gabe Ramirez, Mark Grody, and the name of the game, Tyler Farragut, producing today. Have you been around with us when we've done, you've never done this before? Okay, well, give us like some upbeat, because we can't do this on the dry. So I need like a music bed, but not this one.
More this
like,
was last year's Super Bowl halftime show, wasn't it?
Was it?
Was it last year the
Dr. Dre?
The hip hop celebration?
Oh, Snoop Dogg and them.
Yeah.
Yeah, my bad.
Okay.
You know what? I'm not really into the Super the big game the way that like the halftime shows and stuff the way that most are.
Do we have to say big game?
I've been on radio for so long.
What are you doing?
And I've gotten so many emails over the years that I just don't want to call it anything else.
I understand. Right. Right. Because yes, we've been hurt.
But we're playing it on this.
Right, you can just say Super Bowl.
Hold on. No.
No.
Actually, you know, let's not do that.
Okay. Seriously?
Yeah, but let's do this. So you can actually, speaking of the big game, you can join 670 The Score and Circus Sports Illinois for the big game party. See, that's called the big game party?
Big game party, okay.
This Sunday at Benchmark in Old Town, Mully and Hall are going to be there. Bernstein Holmes and Rahimi are going to be there. Parkins and Spiegel will be there. And they will be broadcasting live from 12 to 3, getting you ready for the big game between KC and San Francisco. But here's some little quirks to it, right? You got to have $100 in your Circus Sports app to attend because it's a free party.
All right.
So you can just download the money and take it back out.
Yeah, I mean, it's your money. You're not losing it.
Right. You're not losing.
You're not giving it to anybody.
You just got to show them at the door. You get in. They're going to have light bites. They're going to have, you know, the game. They have a bunch of stuff. Live entertainment, complimentary game day bites. CircusSports.com to sign up for the invite and more info. And you can go there too, Gross.
You know what I think, by the way? Because this whole time I've been thinking about the Super Bowl. And what I'm thinking about is... No, here's the thing. Here's what I think, and I'm taking this chance. Maybe I'll get in trouble right now. You ready for this? This is Mark Grody. Gabe Ramirez wants no part of this. So just so you know, I am clearing...
Need this job.
Here's what...
Ain't taking that out of my check.
I understand that. Here's what I think it is, honestly. I think when talking about the Super Bowl in association with a sponsor or a partner, you can't say Super Bowl. But if you and I are like saying, hey, let's talk about the Super Bowl, I'm sorry, but you have to be able to say the Super Bowl. Seriously? Am I costing the station thousands of dollars at this moment? What's going on? What do you think?
I'm waiting for the end
Tyler,
of the statement.
So I can what's the ruling over here?
He don't know.
Okay,
he's 17.
Nobody has told me that I can't say Super Bowl. Like, I understand if it is in relation to a sponsor, it makes a lot of sense. Yeah. Like that, they are an official partner
like Circus Sports Illinois and the Big Game Party.
Exactly. Right. Exactly. So you hear that a lot. So I understand that there's got to. But you don't tell me that can't sit here and say, "Hey, man, let's talk Super Bowl."
Can I say we're going to watch the Super Bowl at the Big Game Party by Circus Sports?
Oh, man.
No.
No, I don't think you could.
No,
you did it just now. I can't protect you anymore, Gabe.
I asked a question.
You did ask a question. Yeah, it's all about context. It's all about context. It's like swearing, whether it's on the radio or on Twitter. There is a time to swear on Twitter when it is within context of what somebody said. It's okay.
All right. Well, it's time to ask some questions.
Okay.
You got some theme? You got some theme music from him? Hit me with it one time, Tyler.
He's still trying to figure out what the rules are about the Super Bowl.
Nah, bro. This ain't it.
Oh, you don't like some chili peppers?
Okay, leave it. If Grody likes it, then we're here. Then I'm wrong.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what that means.
I like it.
You're right.
Yeah.
And now I'm wrong.
It's your show, man.
No, he's the producer. And you agree.
Oh, yeah,
so
I do. Are you a Chili Peppers fan?
This is my favorite Chili Peppers song.
Oh, my God.
Might be a bold take, but...
No, I have no problem. Like, I have gotten over being a snob when it comes to like the most popular song by a band can't be your favorite song.
Yeah.
It's absolutely okay. This is a great song. Give it away, by the way, Gabe, by the Chili Peppers.
Oh, I know the song.
Okay.
It's pop music.
Put it in, yeah.
All right, here's your first question that's a good question. Eric Bieniemy leaves Kansas City to become the offensive coordinator at Washington. And after 1 year, he's out with no job in sight. Did he do enough in Washington to prove he deserves to be a head coach in the NFL?
Well, apparently not.
I thought you were going to say, that's a good question.
That is a good question. That is a good question. He, I think he got the most out of, and let's face it, an average quarterback who at one point in time was leading the league in passing yards. So I do give him credit. There's something, I mean, and I've heard this from people that he's got like an old school tough guy mentality, which is part of the reason that he quote unquote doesn't interview well, that maybe he's a little bit too old school, which would probably resonate well here in this city. Sounds like he's a guy who is a yeller and no nonsense.
Definitely would love that here.
And definitely, like, I think so, but I think that like, if the guy doesn't have a job, like a prominent head coaching job now based on his work in Kansas City. And I get it. That's Andy Reid and that's Patrick Mahomes and that's player run. I understand that. But how many coaches have we seen from, like, let's say, the New England tree who have gotten jobs and have been allowed for the most part to be unsuccessful? So it's crazy that Bieniemy doesn't have a job. So obviously the man is not great at interviewing or presenting himself, or his plan for teams turns GMs off.
The two grumpy guys don't have jobs right now. Bill Belichick and Eric Bieniemy.
That interesting. So yeah, is there a correlation? I understand. I do get the Belichick thing, by the way. That's a lot to bring in to your building. Like, even if he is the best candidate.
I mean, if you can use the logic for Colin Kaepernick and say you don't want to bring a guy like that in the building because of all the drama and everything it's going to bring with you.
Oh, great.
And you can
analogy.
Use the exact same thing for Bill Belichick and say, well, the reason he doesn't have a job is because nobody wants to deal with that.
Nobody wants to deal with that. Yeah. Exactly. And they're not quite sure what he's got at this point.
Yeah.
And let's face it, I know it's like easy, low-hanging fruit, but he has been exposed a little bit. He was exposed a little bit without Tom Brady.
That was a good question. That was a very good question.
We got a lot out of that one. What is weaker, Gabe Ramirez, that Roger Goodell's presser was invite only, or that the Cubs...
Whoa, you ready? Roger Goodell and the Cubs? Whoa, okay. I'm ready for this.
Or that the Cubs cut the owners and business operations panels from their 2024 convention. Or, if you'd like, I threw another or, Jerry Reinsdorf holding an invite-only meeting this year.
That's a really good question.
I am insulted. So you could just hit the Goodell thing. The fact that he did invite only, I think, is the weakest thing in the world. Is there any, how did that hit your brain that the commissioner of the NFL wants soft questions asked him?
Let me be very clear. If I was the most powerful man at the most powerful sports entity in the world, I dictate my terms too.
Yeah, probably.
You don't get to who are you? I'm sorry, security, and just point, get him out. I don't want him here. I need six people that are gonna ask me real questions. You know what questions I want to know, or you know what? Matter of fact, send them to me before you even get here. I want to know what they are.
Do you think he's also so powerful that he doesn't even care that it makes him look weak? Because that's the part that
that's my point. Once again, if I were the most powerful man and the most powerful sport, and like I wouldn't. Caring isn't something that I do.
Okay.
I don't care.
Okay.
Okay. I have ideas. I have thoughts. I implement them, and I make $1 billion, and that's what I do. That's it. That's my life. I'm done.
That's a good answer.
Who?
That's
Gabe Ramirez and Mark Brody on 670. What?
Right.
You want me to buy that station? I don't, like, stop it. Get out of here. Get out of here.
Yeah. I mean, that's a good question.
All right. So you're up next. Here's yours.
Yeah.
Oh wait. Was I supposed to pick the worst of the three?
No. Actually, I was just, while I was talking about Roger Goodell, I was thinking about other ways that freedom of the media was violated by these people.
Again, stop it. They're in the 0.00001%. And if I were in there, life is not real. I do whatever I want.
You gave a really good answer. Yeah. That was what I was saying about Jordan not showing up to the Ring of Honor thing.
We knew he wasn't going to show up.
That he doesn't like people think, well, we're here to honor him. He doesn't want that anymore. He doesn't need that anymore. The never-ending standing ovations. It does nothing for him anymore. But go on.
Don't forget, he owns a team. All right. You could have the GM position of one of the teams in Chicago, who would it be and why?
Oh, that's a great question.
Yeah, that's a good question.
Love this question. If I could be GM of one of the teams in this town, which team would it be? Huh. I'm going to say the Bears, honestly.
Yeah, be greedy.
Yeah. Yes. You have learned.
We need shirts that say that.
Greed is good.
Gabe and Grody.
Yeah.
Gabe and Grody.
Be greedy.
But with another G. Somewhere to incorporate the G's with the Greek. Gabe, Grody, Greedy.
What about the OPB, yo?
OPBs.
They're down with the OPBs.
That's a whole other shirt. Hey, we got to make money in 2024. This is not bad.
G plus G equals G. Gabe plus Grody equals greedy.
Something like that. It's in
another
shop.
Another shirt.
There it is.
You can have a higher percentage of that one.
We're in the shop. We're working on it. We're workshopping it.
Text us 312-644-6767.
I said the Bears. But I would say, yeah, because of the assets that exist, because they seem to be on the rise, it seemed like they're in unprecedented territory in terms of the possibility of drafting one of these big-time quarterbacks. So they may be heading into a territory that this franchise has never seen, and I know we've said stuff like that before. So I would probably say them. Then I would go Cubs.
No, you get one.
Okay. What do you got?
One. That was good.
What was yours?
I think... The GM position, I want to be the GM. The problem with the question is it's not owner. It's GM.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I could want to be the GM of the White Sox, but I can't do anything.
No, that's...
Like, I can't even do anything. I can't even do my job.
No, you can't. You can't spend the money you want to spend with the Sox, literally.
I want to be the Bulls because I love the Bulls.
Yeah.
I want to do that.
All right.
I got to be honest. I would not want to be the GM of the Chicago Bears.
Okay.
Bottom.
Too much pressure?
If we're saying I wasn't supposed to do anything, but, like, bottom.
Okay.
Yeah, like too much everything.
All right, you're getting out of control over there, so I'll ask my question.
I guess the answer is the Bulls.
Okay. All right. Well, this is perfect for my question.
Okay. That's a good question.
Does, actually wrote it down this way, and I'm going to leave it without even explaining it. Does Arturis Karnišovas know what he's doing? Because I thought he did when he when he made the Vooch move.
That's a good question.
You know, that's a really good question.
That's a great question, actually.
Are you worried? Because this is what struck me. I'm giving you, buying you a little time. What struck me today while I was thinking about the Bulls was, that hit me. What if he doesn't know what he's doing? Because there hasn't been a lot of moves in the last 2 years that have said Arturis Karnišovas knows what he's doing.
I think he does.
Okay.
I believe in AK. And I think that he has, I think the biggest issue with the NBA versus other, you know, big ticket, you know, sports, the margin for error is magnified in the NBA as opposed to the NFL and Major League Baseball and Major League Baseball and the NFL, because, you know, it's so predicated on having star power, the NBA is. And so you can be, you know, you don't have much wiggle room to make your team better quickly. It's harder to do that in the NBA. Where in the NFL, you can get a number one pick by sucking. Or, you know, in baseball, you can make a couple, you can go over the luxury tax and be the Dodgers, you know. And in the NBA, it's like, oh, Zach LaVine's hurt and Lonzo Ball's out and DeMar DeRozan's aging and Vooch is your 2010 guy and Pat Will didn't pan out. It's like, okay, well, what are you going to do? And it's like, well, damn, my hands are kind of tied.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And so I think that, you know, I think he did a good job with, you know, getting the team, you know, where it's at, which was out of, which, let's not forget that the Bulls were terrible and like, it was hard to watch a couple of years ago. Right. And so he came in quickly and fixed some stuff and then and did that. So, I mean, it was good stuff. I got my one last question before we get out there.
Yeah. Bears.
I know. I heard the music end. My bad.
I know. I feel so empty without the music all of a sudden.
It's such a great, it was such a great instrumental track. Zach LaVine's out with an injury. He's on Bulls as well. Zach LaVine out with an injury. A lot of interest in DeMar, Drummond, and Caruso. How bare would you strip this team?
Ooh. You talking about now?
Yeah, right.
Trade deadline?
In the present. Even though Zach's right, like,
how bare would you strip this team? I mean, I don't see any issue with, like, there's no, but none of those guys are guys that I would like the Bulls' future to be built around. So the answer is, yes.
Butt naked.
And I hate to say, like, there's some quality players who can go contribute elsewhere, but that's, again, that's a good question. Butt naked is the answer.
All right. Someone got patted on their butt and made an aggressive gesture towards the person whose hand was there. It happened to in college basketball. And it was a celebrity that everyone knows whose hand got slapped. Who is the celebrity and what went down? We'll discuss it after the break. It's Gabe Ramirez, Mark Grody, right here on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
That's a really good question.
I just threw the ball to bounds. I thought it was an Ole Miss fan, like, just grabbing my jersey, like, hold on to me. And I kind of just, like, got a hand off, but I saw who it was. And, like, you know, I'm a big movie guy. I probably watched one of these movies on the plane coming here. But I realized it was him. I'm like, oh, my gosh, I'm a big fan. I'm sorry. And he would just say, just keep playing. And, you know, I came back out of there again, and I was like, I'm sorry again. You know, he's like, you're all good. Just keep playing.
It's Gabe Ramirez and Mark Grody on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
Auburn's Johnny Broome met one of his favorite movie stars, but not necessarily in the way that he wanted. As he mentioned, he's going to go out of bounds. Morgan Freeman kind of puts his hand on him, and then he slaps his hand. Doesn't even turn around. Like, slaps it immediately. It was just funny, but then he realized who it was. What a moment for the young player to see a guy like that.
Yeah, can I ask my question?
Sure.
Like, here's my question about the video. Is Morgan Freeman, why does he grab the kid? What's the kid's name?
Johnny Broome.
I love the name. Johnny Broome.
Well, it's B-R-O-O-M-E, and I'm going
Broome. So we think it's Johnny Broome. Let's stick with Johnny Broome.
Yeah.
Wow, that's a good question.
We're still there.
Is it Johnny? Question. Is that Johnny?
It's not good when the producer is saying we don't know.
I love it. So you were saying, though, why did he grab him?
Did you notice he grabbed his shirt, like, to sort of lock, like, to hold him back almost?
I think he thought he was falling, and it was, like, more of like a, hey, I'm behind you, or like
protecting him, just kind of making sure he was
secure.
But
also knowing he's Morgan Freeman.
Yeah, there's so very, that's the part
that you don't like.
Yeah, just a little bit. Like, I'm just trying to figure out, and I'm not saying there's some, like, weird, evil intention.
So if it's Lil Wayne, it's okay? I'm trying to figure out the level of celebrity that a person needs to be, or if it's just not good.
Oh, to grab the shirt? Oh, no.
Like, if Drake would have done that?
No. I am.
Or is it because it's Morgan Freeman?
Because it was older. I am trying to make sense.
Do you think Morgan Freeman is
what's the
relevant?
Kid's name? What's the kid's name? Broom. I am trying to make sense out of why Broom turned around and had the reaction to Morgan Freeman that he did, and it's because Morgan Freeman had latched his fingers onto the back of Broom. Mm. Broom, that's his name, right? Broom had latched onto the jersey. That's what. So I'm trying to figure out why. He's as big of a celebrity as there is. I get it. Morgan Freeman, well respected. So there's no like. We don't have to go off into other levels of celebrity. I am just trying to figure out why Morgan Freeman did that. And your answer probably is right, that it was just sort of an involuntary response to protecting the kid.
And I think when you're just that big of a celebrity. But the fact that you don't think Morgan Freeman should have won an Oscar, tell me more about that.
What are you talking about?
I love when I mark Grody, Mark Grody.
Yeah, you did.
It is like one of my favorite things.
It kills me, too. Every time. Every time.
That's why I do it, because I'm like, he loves it.
Oh, man.
Because it gets him.
Yeah, it does.
Gets him. He doesn't realize it. And then he's like, wait.
I guess I just missed my friend.
I've been Grody.
Yeah, you were. Yeah, you did.
All right.
You stopped me in my tracks on that. But no, Morgan Freeman, Andy Dufresne, but yeah, no, he's not.
Terrible actor.
I was thinking this. What's the kid's name again? Pretzel? What was it? Broom? So Broom, what vantage point do these kids have of Morgan Freeman other than they know that he's a fan? Do you think it's possible that they have even know what Shawshank Redemption is?
Like you said, he watched a bunch of movies of his, but here's the thing.
Has he?
At no point.
Why?
Anyone pointed out that Morgan Freeman was sitting courtside.
It was known, wasn't it?
No.
Oh, it wasn't.
But I'm just saying, like, clearly he didn't know Morgan Freeman was there.
That's a good point.
But like, if it was Lil Wayne, if it were Drake, somebody would be like, yo, Lil Wayne sitting courtside.
Oh, then they would know. They would recognize him.
And so
too.
Morgan Freeman, no one was really like, that's not somebody you go brag about.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Like, Mom, oh my God, Morgan Freeman. I would say that, yeah.
All of this to say, I don't know if Broom even knew who he was.
I think he just tried to sweep it under the rug, the whole situation.
Oh, there you go.
All right, coming up next, Cody Westerlund.
You Grody'd me. Damn you.
Why do you hate Morgan Freeman?
Yeah.
That's the best.
Because I took you seriously, too. What are you talking about? What did
That's
I say?
That's the best part about it.
I know.
All right, Cody Westerlund joined the show next. We're going to wrap up this basketball conversation. Is there a chance Zach LaVine can still be moved even though he's injured? We will ask Cody Westerlund that question next, right here on 670 The Score.
Who let the brooms out? Who? Who?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. and then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Question.
I just threw the ball to bounds. I thought it was an Ole Miss fan, like, just grabbing my jersey, like, hold on to me. And I kind of just, like, got a hand off, but I saw who it was. And, like, you know, I'm a big movie guy. I probably watched one of these movies on the plane coming here. But I realized it was him. I'm like, oh, my gosh, I'm a big fan. I'm sorry. And he would just say, just keep playing. And, you know, I came back out of there again. And I was like, I'm sorry again. You know, he's like, you're all good. Just keep playing.
It's Gabe Ramirez and Mark Grody on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
Auburn's Johnny Brome met one of his favorite movie stars, but not necessarily in the way that he wanted. As he mentioned, he's going to go out of bounds. Morgan Freeman kind of puts his hand on him, and then he slaps his hand. Doesn't even turn around. Like, slaps it immediately. It was just funny, but then he realized who it was. What a moment for the young player to see a guy like that.
Yeah, can I ask my question?
Sure.
Like, here's my question about the video. Is Morgan Freeman, why does he grab the kid? What's the kid's name?
Johnny Brome.
I love the name. Johnny Brome.
Well, it's B-R-O-O-M-E, and I'm going
to So we
Brome.
Think it's Johnny Brome. Let's stick with Johnny Brome.
Yeah.
Wow, that's a good question.
We're still there.
Is it Johnny? Question. Is that Johnny?
It's not good when the producer is saying we don't know.
I love it. So you were saying, though, why did he grab him?
Did you notice he grabbed his shirt, like, to sort of lock, like, to hold him back almost?
I think he thought he was falling, and it was like more of like a hey, I'm behind you, or like
protecting him, just kind of making sure he was
but
secure.
But also knowing he's Morgan Freeman.
Yeah, that's the part
that you don't like.
Yeah, just a little bit. Like, I'm just trying to figure out, and I'm not saying there's some, like, weird, evil intention.
So if it's Lil Wayne, it's okay? I'm trying to figure out the level of celebrity that a person needs to be, or if it's just not good.
Oh, to grab the shirt? Oh, no.
Like, if Drake would have done that?
No. I am.
Or is it because it's Morgan Freeman?
Because it was older. I am trying to make sense.
Do you think Morgan Freeman isn't
relevant?
What's
the kid's name? What's the kid's name? Brome. I am trying to make sense out of why Brome turned around and had the reaction to Morgan Freeman that he did. And it's because Morgan Freeman had latched his fingers onto the back of Brome. Mm. Brome, that's his name, right? Brome had latched onto the jersey. That's what. So I'm trying to figure out why. He's as big of a celebrity as there is. I get it. Morgan Freeman, well respected. So there's no, like, we don't have to go off into other levels of celebrity. I am just trying to figure out why Morgan Freeman did that. And your answer probably is right, that it was just sort of an involuntary response to protecting the kid.
And I think when you're just that big of a celebrity. But the fact that you don't think Morgan Freeman should have won an Oscar, tell me more about that.
What are you talking about?
I love when I'm Mark Grody. Mark Grody.
Yeah, you did.
It is like one of my favorite things.
It kills me, too. Every time.
That's why I do it, because I'm like, he loves it. Because it gets him.
Yeah, it does.
Gets him. He doesn't realize it. And then he's like, wait.
I guess I just missed my friend.
I've been Grody.
Yeah, you were. Yeah, you did.
All right.
You stopped me in my tracks on that. But no, Morgan Freeman, Andy Dufresne,
Actor.
But yeah. No, he's not.
Morgan Freeman, Mark Grody, quote, terrible actor.
I was thinking this. What's the kid's name again? Pretzel? What was it? Broom? So Broom, do you really... What vantage point do these kids have of Morgan Freeman other than they know that he's a fan? Do you think it's possible that they have even know what Shawshank Redemption is?
Like you said, he watched a bunch of movies of his, but here's the thing.
Has he?
At no point...
Why?
Anyone pointed out that Morgan Freeman was sitting courtside.
It was known, wasn't it?
No.
Oh, it wasn't.
But I'm just saying, like, clearly he didn't know Morgan Freeman was there.
That's a good point.
But like, if it were Lil Wayne, if it were Drake, somebody would be like, "Yo, Lil Wayne sitting courtside."
Oh, then they would know. They would recognize him.
And so
too.
Morgan Freeman, no one was really like that's not somebody you go brag about.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Like, Mom, oh my God, Morgan Freeman. I guess you would. I would say that. Yeah.
All of this to say, I don't know if Broom even knew who he was.
I think he just tried to sweep it under the rug, the whole situation.
Oh, there you go.
All right. Coming up next, Cody Westerlund.
You grody'd me. Damn you.
Why do you hate Morgan Freeman?
Yeah.
That's the best.
Because I took you seriously. Too. What are you talking about? What did
That's
I say?
That's the best part about it.
I know.
All right. Cody Westerlund joining the show next. We're going to wrap up this basketball conversation. Is there a chance Zach LaVine can still be moved even though he's injured? We will ask Cody Westerlund that question next right here on 670 The Score.
Who let the brooms out? Who?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.